Hi, how are you?
Good. All right, we're joined in the media center by top fuel number one qualifier, Brittany Force, after her run of 3.662 at 331.85 miles per hour. Brittany, the same run, the same time you used to qualify number one here in the spring, which is pretty cool. Obviously, if it held up, it'd be number eight in a row, so more of the same from this team to open qualifying. You got to be pretty pleased to start the weekend like that.
Yeah, it always feels good to, you know, come out first run of the night and, well, it's debatable. I mean, we blew our shit up, and, you know, that costs a lot. But we're currently number one. We ran a 66, and right now it's about gaining, you know, as many bonus points as we can. And David Grubnik, I'll tell you, he said, we want to do what we did last weekend in Reading. And he set our number, and we actually stepped up on it. But to be able to, you know, run a 66 like that, that's what we did all last weekend. So pretty impressive for the entire Monster Energy team.
Do you use this as just another good building block for the rest of the weekend, you know, the same as took place last weekend already?
Absolutely. That's the way I'm kind of looking at this countdown right now. It gets really overwhelming, and, you know, there's a lot on the line, and we want to win. But right now it's just focusing on one weekend at a time, one run at a time, and eventually we'll get there.
You know who Gary Beck is, right?
What?
You know who Gary Beck is? Top fuel driver?
Yeah.
Legend?
Yep.
You're about to move into his company here with all these number one qualifiers. How does that make
what does
you,
he have?
How does that make
Nine
you feel?
Two seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible that this team's been able to carry that for, is it set eight?
Eight.
Hopefully, this could be eight races straight. That's incredible. It's picking up bonus points, and you know, we're stashing away those number one qualifier hats. But again, we're looking for race day two. That's our focus. You know, tomorrow it's two more solid runs down the racetrack, grabbing those bonus points, and then winning this thing on race day on Sunday.
I guess what I'm putting at is that it bridges the legends, and you're moving into legendary status.
Oh, thank you.
Realize it or not, I mean, that is.
Thank you. That is a huge accomplishment. And the cool thing is it's my entire team involved in that. It's not just me as the driver. I always get the credit, but it's David Grubnik and Max Savage and every single one of my guys that, you know, got us here to that point. We're at seven in a row. That's just incredible. I'm very proud of all my guys.
Yeah, but you could put me behind the wheel and I'm not going to get a number of qualifiers. I'm sorry, Phil.
You've done that over a variety of places. You started in Denver. Your streak's obviously a lot different than here. You know, all places along the way. Those that talk about his ability to tune the car to different conditions, track conditions, weather, altitude.
Yeah, it's for him, he comes out. I feel like I say this a lot, but it's David Grubnik. He comes out and he wants to put the best number up on that board every single time we run. And he, on, you know, certain runs, race day, whatever it is, he debates, you know, should we pull it back and play it safe? And every time we've done that, it hasn't worked to us. So with David Grubnik in our pit, it's throwing those numbers up is, you know, the best that we can. That's what he does, and why go against that? You know, that's what he does, and he delivers.
Why do you think that hasn't translated to Sunday success yet?
It has. I mean, we won Topeka. We were semifinals last weekend, and you know, we're getting there. It took us, you know, until mid-season to break that, but you know, that Topeka win was huge. We doubled up with my dad. Big win for our team, and really now the focus is, now that we're in the countdown, that's where we want to win. I mean, obviously we want to win as many as we can, but this is really where we want to get the job done, is in this, you know, these last seven races.
Watching the replay, he said he was surprised that everything blew. Did you have any indications that anything was wrong?
No, you know, usually you could feel it kind of unraveling behind you, and you, depending if it's race day or not, you pull your foot out of it. I typically would have. The only thing was, it was moving around a little bit, and then towards the end, I started to chase it. I couldn't catch it. Couldn't stay ahead of yourself, but there was no indication that it was going to blow like that. And when it did, I thought, oh, crap. I knew we were in trouble. I didn't know we ran the 66 until I got out on the top end, but I knew we hurt the thing pretty bad.
Brittany, do you feel like this team, after you know, so many consistent runs in Reading last weekend, you feel like you guys are in a good place where you want to be right now?
Absolutely.
Weekend?
We're two in points. We're in the hunt for a championship. And, you know, to come out here first run of the night and, you know, the current number one qualifier spot. Hopefully it'll hold till tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get two more tomorrow. But yeah, very happy, very proud, and confident with the position we're in right now.
Anybody else? Good.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Brittany. Appreciate it. Thanks, Sarah.
All right, guys.
Have a good night.
See ya.